It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, okay, friends, here it comes. You knew it would happen. Between the Buffalo mass shooting, a horrible event, and the shooting in a Southern California church, we were bound to hear all of the usual gun control rhetoric. The fact that New York State, where Buffalo is located, and California, where Laguna Beach is located, are two of the states with the most restrictive gun laws in the entire country. Why are they the ones having all of these problems? Unfortunately, politicians at the state and federal levels quickly jumped to the conclusion that more gun control would have prevented the act in Buffalo or the act in California. Look, we all mourn the senseless deaths of Americans due to the hatred of a murderous individual. However, we have to maintain level heads. New York has some of the toughest gun control laws on the books. The murderer specifically identified places where good people were heavily restricted from being able to protect themselves with firearms. And sadly, elected politicians will use this tragedy and the church shooting in California to attack the rights of law-abiding citizens rather than taking the time to evaluate what happened and how this young man, who was already known to law enforcement for previous threats at his high school, was able to carry out this heinous crime. Our elected officials must work to restore the rights of Americans so they may face this evil head on if necessary. New York, as I've said before, has some of the strictest gun laws in the country, yet they continue to see historic increases in violent crime. Among some of their most radical policies, the state enforces universal background checks, firearm safety certificate, red flag gun confiscation orders, a ban on so-called assault weapons, a near impossible to meet good cause requirement for concealed carry permit issuance, a campus carry ban, a prohibition against arming teachers, and an unconstitutional 10-day waiting period, and several ammunition controls. None of this stops bad guys from getting guns, and none of this stops crazy people from using those guns. There has to be a better way than just to trot out gun control laws every time such a tragedy takes place. Well, there actually is a better way. Let's have a conversation for once and for all about the right of American citizens to be armed to protect themselves from these madmen.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.